Saga Egmont presents Argo by Mark Knowles, read by Andrew Kingston. Prologue. The Month of the Goddess. 1250 BC, Iolcos. Part 1. Lightning jagged behind the summit of Mount Pelion, etching its rugged peaks against a sky that broiled purple and grey with mist. Thunder grumbled over the fertile plains and sheltered harbours, and high above, the wind whistled through the numinous pine forests and valleys of Thessaly. The two palace guards, sheltering in the porch of the Megaron of Iolcos, shared a nervous grin. Childbirth extended no dignity to womankind, regardless of royal birth. From somewhere within, the queen was now lowing like a cow. A flash drenched the walled courtyard in brilliant, flickering light just beyond where they were stood, illuming the water that sheeted down the limestone blocks. A muffled crack of thunder followed several seconds later. The younger of the pair glanced up at the dark clouds scudding over the porch roof towards the harbour.
"Can't be a good omen, this," he muttered. "For her or for us?"
He frowned at the other man. In the unforgiving light of a portable brazier, his crooked grin revealed a missing front tooth.
"For her. A baby born under a storm cloud or a baby heralded by the Thunderer himself. Depends what sort of mood your bard is in, doesn't it?"
The guard shrugged and tapped the butt of his spear upon a louse meandering over a flagstone.
"For us, it's a most excellent omen. Another easy watch. Handouts in the morning. Some sleep."
Another feral moan, louder this time, followed by other hurried voices. The young guard shuffled on his feet. His companion tutted.
"Go inside. You're more use in there."
He watched him enter the shadowy hall and leaned his head back against the wooden pillar. The flutings were uncomfortable against his skull, so he had to cock his head a little to the side to compensate. From within the hall, he could hear instructions for towels and warm water. Perhaps the little royal brat was finally here. More lightning somewhere to his left, glowering through the clouds that wreathed the mountains. He yawned and listened to the steady hiss of water in the courtyard and the countless waterfalls drilling into the compacted earth. He caught a few snorts from pigs and a tired bleat from the small livestock enclosure tucked out of view in the near corner of the yard. The storm was making them restive. The rumble of thunder was growing more distinct. It appeared to be approaching the palace, and now that he thought about it, there was a metallic smell in the air. Under shelter, it was all quite cozy. He glanced across the courtyard at the propylon. A sickly orange glow brushed the pillars astride the entrance to the palace complex.
"Not such a pleasant watch for the men out there, however."
The young guard returned.
"I need to light up some more braziers and lamps in there. Boy or girl?"
"Boy."
"Good. Then sneak me a cup of heated wine, will you?"
"What?"
He rolled his eyes.
"They're not going to notice two guards having a drink minutes after the first heir to the throne of Iolcos is born, are they?"
"I suppose not," he said after a time.
"Well, go on."
He watched him go and rasped the stubble on his cheeks with his thumbnail, leaning back against the pillar once again. Long moments passed, and he began to feel his eyelids grow heavy. He massaged the bridge of his nose with thumb and forefinger. Birth of an heir or not, falling asleep on duty was an instant death sentence. He noticed a bulky silhouette shuffling across the courtyard towards him, and he straightened up and hefted his spear.
"Who approaches?"
The man stopped in the half-light of the porch threshold and lowered a heavy stirrup jar.
"I'm sorry," he grumbled. "It's late to be paying taxes."
He stood and removed the hood of his cloak to reveal deep-set eyes beneath a broad forehead, thick curly hair and a well-kempt beard, lacking a moustache.